Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Moving Forward. It is Bible study time, and I'm excited. Woo, I'm excited. We are in the book of Isaiah on this Old Testament Friday, and all I can say is, say it with me, it is a great word. It is a great word this morning. As we all know, as we were talking on yesterday, Isaiah was not playing. You know, he was kind of giving an overview of some past stuff that happened. You know, we know that during the time of Hezekiah, the Assyrians came and talked a whole bunch of trash. You know, sent they mighty Rosnica, and he was talking all kind of stuff and scaring everybody. So Isaiah is giving a history lesson today, and to let us know and to remind us that God never leaves us. He is always there with us, protecting us, and sometimes allowing us to go through. And so let's see what it says this morning. And before we get started, church announcement, there will not be a 7 a.m. show on Sunday. And if there is, it will be more of a call-in show because I will be traveling. And so there will not, thank you, God, there will not be a Saturday morning show, a Sunday morning show. I will be in the process of traveling back home to make it for my church service at 9 o'clock. So I will not be broadcasting on Sunday. I will be broadcasting on tomorrow, and it will be a New Testament Psalms, Proverbs Saturday. So we will be having church on Sabbath. So I will be doing my rest to a point on Sunday as I travel and spend some time with God on my travel as I travel home. So keep me in your prayers. I have to be up like very, very early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, in order to make it back home on time. So there will be a show tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., and it will be a New Testament. And we will be finishing up, we will actually be starting in a new book of Galatians, and we'll do our Galatians overview on Monday. So let's get in our word again. Continue church announcements. We are coming out of the Charles S. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am coming out of the New King James Version. And again, not paid by InTouch Ministries or anything like that, but I will tell you, this is a great Bible to have in your biblical arsenal. Because, again, we know we are not fighting against flesh and blood. So you got to have the Word of God to fight with spiritual beings. So, again, call on the name of Jesus always, because that is your best weapon. but the word of God is even what Jesus used to fight the wiles of the devil. So again, buy this Bible. And again, I'm not paid by ChristianBooks.com, but I will tell you, ChristianBooks.com can get you anything you need. They are excellent and they are awesome. So if you need anything dealing with your Bible, especially if you are in a community like I am where all your Christian bookstores have closed down, ChristianBooks.com is a great alternative. So check it out. And again, not paid by them. I probably need to get them as a sponsor considering I'm always telling you about it. But I don't, God told me this. I do this out of my heart because it is part of what I give to God. So anyway, thank you so much. Let's get into our words. Father God in heaven, I am coming to you this morning from Kentucky, Lord. Thank you for the traveling graces. Thank you for the prayers of the righteous, Lord God. They haven't failed much. I made it safely to my destination. Lord God, and I thank you. I thank you for just being with me. I thank you for allowing my gas tank not to even go near empty. Lord God, to show where I can make it on a quarter tank of gas from where I live 4 hours away to my destination, Lord. So all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for prayer. Thank you for hope. Thank you for everything, God. And as we go forth this morning, Lord God, I lift up Evangelist Teresa, who comes on, who is faithful in her coming on and listening in. And when you give her a word to speak, who speaks? Lord God, you know what she's going through. And I ask you, Lord God, to bless her. And I ask the prayers of the righteous to avail much as they pray for her complete healing, Lord God. For you know that she is your servant. And so, Father, I lift up Evangelist Teresa today, asking you to let her doctors know everything that they're doing and that they do it well. And Father God, as you bless our sister in Christ, Evangelist Teresa, I ask you to watch over each and every person listening live and listen later, Lord God, that your blessings overflow in their lives, oh God, that all things are working for good, oh God, that they know that you are with them and that they walk not in fear but in faith, for faith over fear, for faith conquers fear, oh God. And so I pray your blessings upon blessings over each and every one. And Lord God, as I lift this word up to you, I ask you again, Father God, please increase as I decrease. But Lord God, this is the day that you have made, and I am rejoicing in it. And I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I say, as I say to you every day, God, I'm thankful that you gave me a new day. I'm grateful that you chose me to work for your kingdom, and I'm blessed to be your daughter. Father God, as you increase, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Father God, are my strength, and you, Father God, are my redeemer. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me, and I pray your blessings over each and every person that listens to this law, that one day they will, if they do not know you, ask, what must I do to be saved? As they accept your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray, as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of our strength and the strength of our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God the highest praise this morning. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to be with you again today as we move forward in God's word. And just asking you also to keep our Mother Rita in your prayers as well as Sister Carolyn. We pray for her to have traveling grace and mercy, as she again will be traveling the skyways and highways on tomorrow. She is at the TD Jakes Conference in Atlanta. So you never know. You might be seeing Sister Carolyn unaware as she is there enjoying a word from the Lord. But we are all loosed by the Holy Spirit. So let's get into this wonderful word this morning. We may go over an hour, so we are scheduled for a little over. So if there's anyone that is a pastor, minister, teacher, preacher, or just someone who God has given an insight to this word, as we get finished, please don't hesitate to push the number one. But I am off today, and I don't have to go to work. Praise the Lord. I thank God for my job and my calling. So we are in Isaiah chapter 37, starting at verse 1. And it says this again. Remember, this is a historical overview being spoken by the prophet Isaiah. So it was when King Hezekiah heard it that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, Zebnath, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left." So the servant of the king Hezekiah, the servants of the king Hezekiah, came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." Then the Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warning against Lebnath, for he heard that he had departed from Lachish. And the king heard concerning the Tirahakah, king of Ethiopia, he had come out to make war with you. So when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus you should speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, do not let your God, to whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered those whom my fathers have destroyed? Goshen, Haran, Rephma, and the people of Eden, whom were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Shapharaim, Hena, and Ivah?" And Hezekiah received the letters from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, "O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which we have sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hands and all the kingdoms of the earth, may know that you are the Lord, you alone. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have reproached the Lord and said, by the multitude of my heritage, I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon. I will cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress trees. I will enter its farthest heights to its fruitful forest. I have dug and drunk water, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up all the brooks of the fence. Did you not hear long ago how I made it from ancient times that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you should be for crushing 45 cities into eastern ruins. Therefore their inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and the green earth, as the grass on the hilltop, and grain blighted before it's grown. But I know your dwelling place, your going out and your coming in, and your rage against me, because your rage against me and your torment have come up to my ears. Therefore I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year's such, second year, what springs from the same. And in the third year, go and reap, plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege mount against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come into this city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Syrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and I may not be pronouncing his right name correctly, but I have it as Sennacherib, king of Assyria. King of Assyria departed and went away, returned home, remained in Nineveh. Now it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that his son, Adramelech and Shalazar came down with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esharadad and his son reigned in his place. Don't mess with God's people because you don't know what's going to happen to you. Did the Lord not say, do not fear, I am with you? God has already told us he would never leave us or forsake us. God has already told us that he is with us. And when he is with us, you don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing. You don't have to be afraid. You walk in faith, not in fear. But we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And he watches over his children. And as we continue in our word this morning, it says, in those days Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember me, O Lord, I pray how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight. Then Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. 15 years. I will deliver you and the city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this is a sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing which he has spoken. Behold, I will bring the shadow on the sundial, which has gone down with the sun on the sundial to add 10 degrees backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees on the dial, by which it has gone down. This is the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness. I said, in the prime of my life, I shall go to the gates of Shur. I am deprived of the remainder of my years. I said, I shall see Yah, the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall observe man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My lifespan is gone, taken from me like a shepherd's sin. I have cut off my life like a weaver. He cuts me off from the loom, and from day unto night you make an end of me. I have considered until morning like a lion. So he breaks all my bones. From day unto night you make an end of me like a crane or a shallow, so I shattered. I mourned like a dove. My eyes fell from looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years. In the bitterness of my soul, O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So you will restore me and make me live. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. The living man who shall praise you as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my song with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Now Isaiah said, let them take a lump of food and apply it as a poultice to the boil, and he shall recover. And Isaiah and Hezekiah had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? Hezekiah had a big old nasty boil, and we all know that boils can become septic. And the next thing you know, I septic, and they are, we die, because it poisons the blood. So we prayed, and he prayed, and the Lord heard him, and the Lord delivered him. And the Lord will hear you, and the Lord will deliver you from all transgressions, from all sin, from all shame, from everything that's not like him. Our God will deliver you. And we pray as Donald Lawrence and Leandria John say, Lord, deliver me. We have to ask for deliverance through prayer. Hezekiah wasn't ready to leave yet. He had some things to do. So let's go to some life lessons from Dr. Stanley from Isaiah 37 through 38, verse 22. And the first is this in Isaiah 37:4, lift up your prayer for the remnant. Individual prayer is crucial, but corporate prayer is also important. Throughout the Bible, we see godly leaders organizing their people to pray as a group. But how can we pray corporately if we never gather with God's people? Bam. We have corporate prayer every Tuesday. But unfortunately, we all, and me included, have something to do. And so I may make it in for half an hour. I may make it in for 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Because choir rehearsal is right after. But I ask God, Lord, help me to not schedule appointments that is close to 5 p.m. Because by your grace, I want to be a prayer. Because it makes me feel better. I do better. Because when we pray, all manner of things happen. All I can say is, I made it down to my mom's house without any incident, even through backed up traffic and everything. Still made it safely. My daughter talked me in. My mom talked me in. My cousin talked me in. My son talked me in. It was like I had other people in the car with me because I knew that God was riding with me, that he was driving, and that he was keeping me safe. Because I had not had, excuse me as I yawn now, a lot of sleep. And then I worked yesterday and then got on the road later than I wanted to because I wanted to make it here before dark, but I made it a little after dark because dark is earlier now. We are officially in the fall. And so I could do nothing but be like Isaiah, and I prayed and I thanked God. I prayed with my sons before I left home, and I was grateful that I prayed because I traveled and asked God to take the wheel, and he did. And I could say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me, bringing me safely to my destination. God goes before us. God goes with us. God is behind us. Isaiah 37:20, God gave us promises to him that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone. Our enemies will often try to convince us that he is not worth trusting. This was Satan's tact in the Garden of Eden, and he still uses the same tactics today. Yet Hezekiah prayed that God might act on Judah's behalf so that the world might know that he is Lord. We should do the same. And in Isaiah 38:14, my eyes fail from looking upward, O Lord. We should not feel surprised if God seems to delay in delivering us from trouble. Sometimes he makes us wait longer than we think we can hold on, because adversity is a bridge to a deeper relationship with God. Yet genuine trust perseveres no matter what. And those he allows bitterness into our lives, it is so we can eventually experience peace. Can you say thank you, Lord, this morning? Can you tell God, thank you? Thank you, Father, for this blessing of your word. And let's keep it moving in the book of Isaiah on this Old Testament Friday. And it tells us in Isaiah 39-40:31. But I got to go back one more time and say, did you catch it? All through Hezekiah's journey, he did what? He prayed. We have got to pray every day. We've got to lift up the name of Jesus every day. We got to thank God for his blessings and his faith every day. Isaiah 39, he says, at the time, Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah. For he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah was pleased with them and show them the house of his treasures, the silver and the gold. Come on now. Can we say, not smart, not smart, blessed and favored, but not smart? Come on, let's keep it moving and find out exactly what Hezekiah did. Because he did one thing that he did not do in this whole instance when the Babylonians sent their folks in. He didn't pray. He just like, oh, yay, they love me. Come on in. Let me show you around. Let me show you everything that we have here. Let me show you the blessings that God has given us. Let me just show you everything. So let's read what the word says. That was my paraphrase. And it says, he showed him the spices and precious ointments and all his armor, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominions that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say and from where did they come to you? So Hezekiah said, they came to me from the far country, from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. I can see Isaiah right now shaking his head, like saying, really? Just really? You are just, God has blessed you with 15 more years and you don't have no common sense. I'm like, you ought to shake your head and give him a good shaking. And then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord, and they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So as God said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. For he said, at least there will be peace and truth in my days. Can we say, stop it? I'm going to be good. I got 15 years. My time is going to be all right. They're not coming during my time. They're going to come out. I'm gone. And so, okay, whatever it is, let it be kind of thing. And if you want to just say, Lord, give me strength from this stupidity. You're going to show me everything. You don't never tell anybody everything you got. It just don't make sense. You know, again, sometimes you give so much information that you cause bitterness, you cause hatred, you cause envy, you cause problems for yourself. Be humble and thank God daily for your blessings. But you don't have to have the I got here. Well, I got a cattle on a thousand hills, and I got this, and let me show you all my harem, and let me show you all my kids. Let me show you this, let me show you that. And they are highly educated, and they are this, and they are that, and I got. All right, and let me show you this, let me show you. Okay, familiarity brings content. Be careful how familiar you allow folks to be in your business. Mind your business, as my mama says to 12. For 6 months, and mind your business for 6 months. And just mind your business. We got to learn how to mind our own business. But the Babylonians were on a spy mission. It might have taken them 15 years to do it. But everything that Isaiah just told Hezekiah is what happened. So let's go to chapter 40. And it says, comfort ye, comfort my people, says your God. Be comforted, Jerusalem, and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And if you read these three verses, they are in the Handel's Messiah. When you sing Handel's Messiah, this scripture is a part of it. It's something about that music that does something to your spirit, and the words that he uses from the Word of God, they all fit together and make something beautiful. And as it goes on, it says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Whew. I love that. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Again, part of Handel's Messiah. And all flesh shall see together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. the voices cry out and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, and the grass withers, and the flowers fade. But the word of our God stands forever. Can I say it again? The word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountains of Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up and be not afraid, says the say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd, because we know as a shepherd, 99 won't do. We go for the one that has gone astray, thanking God that he came and got all of us. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arms and carry them to his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with the span, and calculated the depth of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the spirit of the Lord or taught him? With whom did he take counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket and are counted as a small dust on the scale. Look, we lift up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor is this sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless. To whom then will you liken God, or what liken will you compare to him? The workman molds an image, the goldsmith overspreads it with gold, the silversmith casts silver chains. Whoever is too impoverished for such a contribution, choose a tree that will not rot. He seeks for himself a skillful workman to prepare a carved image that will not tarnish. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away like stubble. So whom then will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these things, who brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Add that young men shall utterly fall, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, can you say it with me, y'all? Can you say it with me? Whew, Lord Jesus, thank you. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because God is with us, and he said not to fear. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because they trust and believe that our Father God is always there. He's always with us. And he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Praise the Lord, somebody. And our word in this morning's life lesson from chapter 40 and chapter 41 is this: come for you, come for my people, says your God. Isaiah's prophecy about Babylon came true a century and a half later in 586 BC when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem. Yet Isaiah saw both the destruction of his people and the equal regathering and redemption, even both. Even before the judgment fell, he prophesied of grace to come that is God's way, hope in the midst of suffering. Hope in the midst of suffering. Thank God today for his grace. Thank God today that he's given you hope in the future. Fear not, for God is with us. Thank you, Lord. And as it says in Isaiah 40:8, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Oh, hallelujah. The word of our God stands forever. All I can do is look at this book and know that those words stand forever. His word is true always. And it says, critics have attacked the Bible for centuries, but it still stands. They died, it remains. The work of a God still generates front page news. We can bank our lives on the trustworthy word of God. Praise the Lord. And it goes on to tell us in Isaiah 40:25, to whom then will you liken me? To whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? God has no rivals, no peers, no equals. Satan is merely a fallen angel. God therefore deserves all our trust. I got to say it one more time. God deserves all our trust. And it goes on to say, and promises to reward that trust in ways beyond our comprehension. We serve a mighty God, and we must never forget who we belong to. You are God's sons and daughters. You breathe the breath of life in each and every one of us. When we got that, as they say, they hit on the honey, and the breath came in. And then the kids screamed, ah! That's because God has given us life and given us life more abundantly than we were as children trusting God. We don't even know what it is, but it's something that we know is always there. Children, I believe the angels for a certain period of time. Because there are times when you look at children and they look like they're talking to somebody in their own language. And they talk to each other in their own language. And we want to get in. But sometimes it's not meant for us to get in. It's meant for us just to listen and to watch and to wait. And let's get into our last chapters of Isaiah, and it's Isaiah chapter 41, verses 3, chapter 6, verse 25. And this is where our title, Fear Not, For I Am With You, comes from, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So let's get into this word, y'all. We got a lot of words this morning. And it says, keep silence before me, O coastlands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near and let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. Who raised up one from the east? Who is righteousness called him to his feet? Who gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings? Who gave them as the dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow? Who pursued them and passed safely by the way that he had not gone? And his feet, who has perfumed and done it? Tell us who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last I am he. The coastland saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid. They drew near and came. Everyone helped his neighbor and said to his brother, be of good courage. So the craftsman encouraged the goldsmith, who smoothed with the hammer, inspired him to strike the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldiering. Then he fastened it with pegs, that he might not totter. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my son, to whom I have taken from the end of the earth. I read that again. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my son. God called Abraham his friend. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from his father's region and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Come on now. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be nothing as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Jacob. Your men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you into a new thrashing sled with sharp teeth. You shall thrash some mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff. You shall renown them. The wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. You shall rejoice to the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and the needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will cure them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in desolate heights and mountains in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, says the King, King of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what will happen. Let them show the former things what they were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things to come. Show the things that are to come thereafter, that we may know that you are God. Yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and see it together. Indeed, you are nothing. God, I don't know if I would talk about this. And your work is nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination. I raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun, he shall call on my name, and he shall come against princes as though martyr, as the potter treads clay. Who has declared from the beginning that we may know in former times that we may say he is righteous? Surely there is no one who shows. Surely there is no one who declares. Surely there is no one who hears your words. The first time I said to Zion, look, there they are, and I will give to Jerusalem one who brings good tidings. For I looked, and there was no man. I looked among them, but there was no counselor. Who then, I asked of them, could enter a word? Indeed, they are all worthless. The words are nothing. The molded images are wind and confusion. Wow. God will put us all in our place, won't he? And as we continue in the word, it says, behold my servants, whom I uphold, my elected ones, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flesh he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit in those who walk in on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before thy spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. You will go down to the sea and all that is in it. You can coastlands and the inhabitants of them. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of the Philistines, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his will like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers coastlands, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, the crooked places straight. These things I will do for them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed, who trust in carved images, which say to the molded image, you are our God. Come on now. Thou shalt have no other God before me, says the Lord. We got to keep the word of God. And if you go back into Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18, hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see who is blind by my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send, who is blind as he who is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but you do not observe. Open the ears that he does not hear. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will exalt the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are scared and old, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers from plunder, and no one says restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for plunder and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord? He against whom we have sinned, that they would not walk in his ways, nor were they obedient to his law. Therefore, he has poured on them the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. Yeah, it has set him on fire all around, yet he did not know, and it burned him, yet he did not take it to heart. Wow. What a word. And as we go back into some life lessons from Isaiah chapter 41 and 42, in Isaiah 41 and 4, it says, I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am he. Three times. The book of Revelation appropriates this title, the first and the last for Jesus. See Revelation 17 through 2, chapter 17, 1 and 17, 2 and 8, and 22 and 13. He who was from the beginning and always shall be known, how to rescue us from all our trouble. And I don't know if I can do it, but I'm sure. We're going to go over to Revelation chapter 1. It is not a thing. Okay, Revelation chapter 1, and we're looking at verse 17. And when we look at verse 17, it is that one of those, well, actually, part of it is in the red letter, as we know, spoken by the Savior. It says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. It, in other words, it's finished. And we're going to go to chapter 2. And we'll go over to chapter 2. We're going to go to verse number 8. And again, all those red letters. And it says, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. First and the last, I am the Lord, and the first and the last I am he. God is letting us know, I was here in the beginning, and I'm still here. And I'm going to be here until the end of ages. I'm going to be here past the end, because I created the end. I created the beginning, and I created the in between. God is in charge of everything, and we need to remember that as we go through, that God does not play. And when we go into Revelation chapter 22, we're going to start at verse number 12, and it says, and behold, I came quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Come on now. God does not play. And if we go into our title word this morning in Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Each of us will face fear at some point. It is what we do with it that matters mostly. We must claim our position as God's children. We have the power to overcome fear when we apply his word to our lives. We got to pray, and we got to call on the name of Jesus. And a life example is this God's empowering presence. If you want to grab your word and grab your pen and paper, write these down. Says, when did you last feel the presence of God in your life? I don't mean a merely intellectual recognition that God is with you, but he is everywhere. But rather, when did you last recognize in your heart that God is personally, intimately abiding in you? If you are like many believers, it may have been a while since you really felt his presence. Too many people go about their lives without a genuine sense of God's closeness. What a tragedy. Repeatedly in Scripture, we see that whenever God calls someone into his service, he first reminds the person of his enduring presence. We see this in the stories of Moses in Exodus 3, 11 and 12, Joshua chapter 1, 1 through 9. Y'all know that's my favorite scripture. Gideon, Judges 6 and 12, and Jeremiah 1, 6 through 8. To name just a few, these men discovered as we can that the awareness of God's presence energizes us for our work. What do you work? What do you do for God? If it's just giving a word of encouragement, that's work. That's going to work for God. If you take care of someone else, that's going to work for God. How you treat your fellow man, that's going to work for God. Oh, how you lift up the name of Jesus in the presence of unbelievers is going to work for God. Thank you, God, for these words. And if you go back to Dr. Phil, he says, why does God repeatedly assure his followers of his presence? He does so because we need to be reminded of the reasons for our confidence. Each time God calls a servant into action, he essentially says, you can be strong and courageous because I am with you. Victory isn't about your abilities, your strength, your skill, your armor, your gifts, or your dedication. It has to do with my presence. Come on now. You can be strong because I will be strong in you. When Jeremiah trembled at the thought of the difficult ministry ahead of him, the Lord strengthened him with these words, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you, Jeremiah 1 and 19. God knows how difficult life can be, and he knows every detail of each struggle you will face, ever face, as a believer in Christ Jesus. You can trust that your heavenly Father will keep his word. He is with you right now, and he always will be. As he promises in his word, I will never leave you. Come on now. Woo! Nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. We cannot walk in fear. We got to walk in faith. Faith over fear every time. Isaiah 42 and 3. Where a bruised reed, he will not break. And smoking flax, he will not quench. We never need to worry that when we humbly come to Christ, for forgiveness or restoration or strength or wisdom, that he will despise our weakness and refuse our request. He treats the bruised and the scorched with tenderness. Hard times come when we run out of what we need to live. We hunger, we thirst, and so we cry out to God. God does not promise to spare us these times, but rather to sustain us in them. Hallelujah. Praise be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. Faith over fear, always. And as our word for this morning, fear not, for I am with you. That's what God has spoken to each of us. And we need to remember it, believe it, and trust in it. For God is good and greatly to be praised always. Keep God first in everything that you're doing. And we will have on tomorrow morning our Psalm Proverbs. We'll be finishing up 2 Corinthians and going in. No, actually, we just finished up 2 Corinthians on yesterday, and we will be going into Galatians on tomorrow morning. And again, church announcement, no program on Sunday. It will be tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And before we get out of here, as always, a prayer and a word for my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. Then please keep her in your prayers, as she is also traveling and spending time with her family. And Sister Carolyn's word for yesterday was this: good morning. Prayer is the key, always will be. You do what you can, and God will do what you can. And she told us to have a triumphant Thursday. And again, that word fit yesterday as well as today. Because did God not fight the battle for Hezekiah? Did God not send the king of Assyria running in the opposite direction? Did God not take out the king of Assyria for talking a bunch of trash through his life savior? He did not play. And what did Hezekiah do all through our lesson this morning? He prayed, and God extended his life and did not send his people into captivity during his lifetime. We got to keep prayer first in all that we do. And as we get into our life lesson for today, in our prayers, his life of integrity, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21, we just read that. Righteous one, who could measure up to your blameless standard? Your honorable and just character is without mess in this world. Thank you for leveling the playing field for us all when Jesus came and abolished the law of sin and death. In his righteousness, we find ours. Not by anything we could ever do on our own. Lord, as your child, I want to live as a reflection, not just as your honorable character, but also of your incredible kindness in providing a way to be reconciled to you. I surrender myself to you again. Lord, may the way I live my life lead others into relationship with you, the King of glory who loves them beyond their wildest imagination. Thank you that I am blameless in you, that I can live with the confidence of your life changing my own. Be honest in my life today and every day. And a question as we wrap it up this morning: what does living an honorable life mean to you? Thank you so much, family, for listening in this morning. We are wrapping it up, and we'll be back together tomorrow morning, God willing, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we move forward in the Word of God. Thank you so much. God bless you, and as we pray every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. And if you're anywhere near Paducah, Kentucky, come on down for barbecue on the river. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap.